On the KSRO live line with us is Sonoma County Supervisor Shirley Zane. Shirley, glad to talk to you today.
Yeah, thank you, Pat. Good morning.
Your first reaction to hearing the results of the CAL FIRE report on the Tubbs Fire?
Deeply disappointing and shocked, quite frankly. The timing is bad. I'm not going to, mince words about that. They have declared that they're going to file bankruptcy, and CAL FIRE had months ago determined that 7 out of those 8 fires in Sonoma County were caused by PG&E. And of course, the most destructive one was the Tubbs. And I spent some time with my block captains last night and asked them how they were feeling.
Yeah.
And some of them had spent hours and hours getting evidence together for the lawyers that they had hired, and they're scratching their heads, and they're obviously disappointed. So, one of my messages this morning, Pat, is, pay attention to yourself, your body, your anxiety. There's always going to be some real anger when you have a setback like that, and often despair, too. People who've gone through so much, they want to know that PG&E is going to be held accountable. And believe me, we do too. We have a big lawsuit with 4 other counties and the city, and we're going to continue to move forward. And I guess if there's a hopeful piece, I might say that remember that this is one piece of the puzzle. It's not the final say. It's not conclusive with regard to PG&E's liabilities, and that's what we're trying to determine is those liabilities.
Yeah.
So as to make as many stakeholders whole as possible.
And I agree with you, Shirley. I don't think you have to be a conspiracy theorist to wonder about the timing, of the release of this report as it as it pertains to PG&E's timing in filing to or preparing to file for bankruptcy, I should say. So that is one thing. And the other thing about the community moving forward is that so many of these fire survivors were counting on some additional financial help to be able to be rebuilt. So now what for them and for the community at large?
Right. And I actually had one fire survivor say last night that this revelation may be the final straw that broke the camel's back that would stop them from rebuilding.
Yeah.
So there, you're absolutely right, Pat. For many people, they're not sure whether they want to rebuild. They've been sitting on the fence. They've had lots and lots of obstacles, and then they get this really disappointing news. So I do want to encourage people to reach out and talk to others, talk to therapists if you need to. I have the phone number for the California Hope Line.
Very good.
They were definitely very sober last night and really wondering what's next. I did remind them that there is, multiple investigations here that can take place, and one of them is an investigation at the California Public Utilities Commission, and that we had rather very hopeful visits about 4 months, 5 months ago with the PUC commissioners down in San Francisco. All of the counties that filed lawsuit went down. We went down together with our political representatives as well as the lawyers, and also the city of Santa Rosa was there. And we had very heartfelt conversations with those commissioners, reminding them of how devastated our community is, and to really encourage them to not be doing any fines. This is not a fine matter. This is a full-out investigation, and that we would be obviously a invested and interested party in that investigation.
And let me just be clear with our listeners, Shirley, that the lawsuit that the County of Sonoma is a part of against PG&E, this report has no effect on that process, correct?
No, it doesn't, actually. You're right. Here's the thing. The process goes forward, and again, we're going to try and hold them accountable for all of their liabilities. But, you know, this is one, again, piece in the puzzle. It's not definitive, but it is an important piece, yes. But the people who determine the damages are the court, not CAL FIRE.
And those court, those same courts often, you know, there's a lot more of, you know, leeway in terms of damages and also in terms of blame assignment so that, you know, a certain, for example, a certain amount of the cause of that fire or the continuing fuel of that fire is because of the winds. Okay. And then a certain percentage is because of, mm-hmm. for example, you know, PG&E's vegetation management or whatever. So
yeah.
Those possibilities are still in play.
Oh, of course they are. And I'll tell you, you know, we have to wade through lots and lots of settlements at the county. I've been doing this for 10 years.
Yeah.
And we always look at things like testimony. And the testimony of so many people is going to be a very relevant and significant addition to these court cases, because we're not just talking about some distant corporation down in an ivory tower. We're talking about people's lives. And you know, I think it's important that we don't vilify the human beings that go out in the middle of the night and get our electricity started up again. Yeah,
no.
We're not doing that. But we are absolutely holding this corporation and their practices. We're holding their feet to the fire, so to speak, because they absolutely contributed. We already know they contributed. That's the thing that I think is frustrating for a lot of people and at the county is that 7 out of those 8 fires have already been determined that PG&E was the cause.
Right.
And then you've got the Butte fire, too. So why isn't PG&E, instead of sitting back declaring bankruptcy, going out and making those significant changes that they need to make in order to make change the infrastructure to make our communities safer? Because we're going to continue to have dry, high winds in the future. That's a given. You know, there's been a definite shift in our climate. So it really is up to them. And if they want to be a good company that people can trust again in the future, they have to be making those changes now, you know, not sitting back and filing bankruptcy. So couldn't be more disappointed in terms of their decision, but we also separate the human beings that provide us with some very essential services.
Yes,
and
we
go
do
out in these storms. And yeah.
Well, Supervisor Zane, I'm happy that you could be with us this morning, and I'm also happy that you raised the issue of Sonoma County's mental health, because it's back in play as if it ever went away. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's never gone away, but these types of setbacks can be very disappointing and discouraging and lead to episodes of depression, withdrawal, and certainly anxiety. So the phone number for the California Hope Line is, if you need to talk to somebody and you need to see a professional, the number is 608-8805, 608-8805. Please don't hesitate to reach out. Talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends, talk to your family, and feel free to call that number, too. But take good care of yourself right now, because these are hard times.
And we will carry that number through the course of this morning and many mornings to come. And we're working on getting California Hope on the air with us today, too. Shirley, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you, Pat.
Appreciate it.